Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Saturday edition, Psychic Love Doctor Show. Oh, yeah. We are very happy to be here with you with bells on. Welcome to all of my Facebookers who can watch us live, and anyone else may join them on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page on Facebook, where you'll find us. You can see us in action. And I'd also like to welcome all of our Blog Talk listeners. We love hearing from you, and we can see that many of you are listening from around the world. So thank you for that. We really enjoy it, having you with us. And I want to also thank Mr. Jim Baggins over here. Yes, that's Jimbo, but he's not in a Jimbo mood tonight. So are we well, doing well?
You got to stay in your lane, Deb.
Why?
Keep on talking and don't just sit there and start. Just don't worry about me. If I'm doing somersaults over here, don't worry about it.
Well, I can never tell what's really going on.
Let's try one more experiment here.
All right.
What's really going on?
Let's try one more.
Okay, we're going to jump into things here. We hope that you'll get in the queue. Or is it Quay?
Queue. It's queue. You said it correctly the first
get
time.
Get in the queue with us so we can give you a psychic love doctor reading. Well, it's actually a personal prophecy reading, and we use only ordinary playing cards, okay, which I'm holding up for Facebook watchers right now. But, oh, anyway, these cards are the only tool except for choice and change, which is why this method is so unique. We don't just make pronouncements, you know, like, well, this is going to happen and that may likely happen, blah, blah, blah. What we do is we look at your situation as you're sitting here right in the present. And if you have yearnings for something new on your path in the future, or if there's things there that maybe you just would like to hit the delete key on, we can do that. And we can improve what you're already involved in as far as relationships, friendships, oh my goodness, family, you name it. We can find ways to bring some real happiness into your life. So with that said, I'm going to go to Jimbo.
All right. Reminder that this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. Hope everybody enjoys themselves. Also, we'd like to let everybody know, callers and Facebook Live viewers, if you're international, let us know. We'll give you an international shout-out live. All right?
Yes.
And we will get them. You'll hear it. You'll hear the shout-outs. They shall come. Phone number 515-602-9676. It's a call-in show. Primarily, we'll talk about the backup methods. So you must call in the primary way. Cell phone, Skype. You can call that number. It doesn't have to be a cell phone. Skype works just wunderbar.
Wunderbar.
Wunderbar, wunderbar. When you call in, you'll hear some automated. We have listeners right now listening to this, so they'll know what I'm talking about. You'll hear an automated message saying, basically, you're going to hear the show while you wait. And you will hear the show while you wait. And that means everything's working hunky-dory. So, and we see you on a list. You're not forgotten. I keep track of it. Sometimes, that doesn't necessarily put them in the order they called.
Yeah.
But I make my own little tracking worksheet anyway. So, when we take the call, please, a few things that we ask of you. Obviously, sometimes we can't do these things. But if you can, you should do these things. Get off speakerphone. Get off any kind of Bluetooth device. All anything going on in the background, especially if you got the show playing on something, kill everything in the background. Stop multitasking. Sit, relax, chill. Obviously, we can't violate laws and, you know, jeopardize your safety as far as the speakerphone Bluetooth thing goes. Background noises are a big one. And sometimes just, like, a lot of times if you sit down and chill, it makes everything good.
Yeah.
And the reason is there's a little extra going on here. It's not only talking on your cell, it's going through internet, through Blog Talk, and coming on our computers and coming out our speakers. And things can really make it very, very hard to hear. A lot of times we'll be asking, huh? What? What? Huh? It makes the reading last longer and unpleasant for both parties. So those are things we ask. If we have some international folks that can't call in, can't Skype in on Facebook Messenger, and we'll work them in. We do it. We shall do so. Don't worry, folks. And we'll get all the callers, and we'll get the Facebook folks that can't call in. But you can Messenger us when we ask. Don't Messenger us out of the blue thinking you can get in line, because Facebook Messenger doesn't work that way.
Yes, you can call us over Facebook Messenger. No matter where you are in the world.
You just got to have internet. And obviously,
free.
If you're watching us on Facebook Live, we know you got the internet.
Yep.
But you have to be friends with Deborah Lee.
Free of charge.
You don't Messenger the Psychic Love Doctor Show, because we're broadcasting on that. You would Messenger Deborah Lee, and you'd have to be friends with her. And I think, let me look at my list. My count matches up. I think it is time to get the show. All right. First caller is our own state, 703. It's up in Northern Virginia, 703. You're number one.
Welcome to the show, and I'm so glad to have you. What is your first name?
Yeah. It's Andrea. How are you guys?
We're good. And, you know, I hesitate to say hi, Andrea, when you first called, because we've done that, and it wasn't you. So, you know.
Oh, no.
Yes. So tell us what's exciting and happening.
Well, that guy that offered me the job, I never heard from him. He completely ghosted me for an entire week, so I'm just going to let that go.
I think that's a good idea.
I think
it is.
It's not meant to
I'm
be.
Not chasing, no, I'm not chasing you for a job. But
this other company,
they do trade shows. They call a couple of my old coworkers for references, and they gave them glowing reference. Apparently, they're going to offer me a position. I just don't know if I want that one. It's a lot of work. I mean, I like to be consistent and busy, but I don't like to be overwhelmed and busy. You know what I mean?
Well, right, exactly. And was the money right?
I don't know. That's my thing, because I told them they had a range, and I told them I wanted a dollar more than their range was. So I don't know what kind of money they will come back with. So do you think it'd be worth it?
Boy, a dollar more.
It's
not that much.
She has given you her question.
All right. You're just not sure if you want the job because it would be so much work?
It's not sure if the work to dollar value ratio.
Well, I just think it's not enough money for that work, but I also have two other possible jobs with a temp agency. Do you think maybe one of them would come through and be better?
Oh, good for you. You're getting busy.
I know. That's a lot of stuff going on.
I'll see what jumps.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's all you can do.
Okay.
We would like to give an international shout-out to Don from the UK.
Don. Glad to have you.
Don. Oh, not even close.
Oh, God. I wouldn't even
UK.
Know.
UK has nothing to do with Delta.
No. But your accent, you kind of had it.
I had to twang it, you know. What's that flower you got on?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Or is it?
Yeah. Did you tell them about that?
Nope. I will tell them when this reading concludes.
Well, why don't you do it now so I can give this a moment's thought?
Okay, Deb, because that's a lot of information she's looking at. At the end of your reading with Deborah Lee, you're going to hear that.
Yeah.
That means her reading's over. And I hope if everybody needs to, you can Google real now what over means. It doesn't mean when you hear that, keep asking more questions, because that's what people like to do.
I know, right?
You know, we have a lot of other callers, and it's not fair. Now, if you paid for a one-on-one reading, you can ask me all the questions you want in your time slot. But this is free.
I am yours.
This is free. We got people stacked up. So that has to end your session with Deborah Lee, and I will give you a quick rebel card reading, hence the yee-haw. For the row, I'll give you a rebel card reading before I put you back on hold so you can continue.
And as you're going to see with Andrea's rebel cards, these are in your face. This is the truth right here. Like it or not, this is what you're getting. And I kind of like them. Sometimes we need somebody to just, cut to the chase here. So for you, Andrea, it is saying that taking that job would be very beneficial for you. I think they would come through with an extra dollar. I mean, what is that, 40 more a week?
I mean, yeah, I mean, it adds up over time, but,
There's two guys that's connected to this job. I think they're like partners. And they, because there's appears to be a bond like that of partnership. And this could actually launch you into a different job. So I'm just saying, this is what I'm seeing right now for you. As for the others, yeah, there's opportunity there. And a lot of times because we accept a job and something better comes along, we can always just be honest with the first people and say, I'm really sorry, but somebody is now offering me, more. And if they really want you,
it depends. Yeah,
they could negotiate.
It happens every single day all the time.
I know.
And, a good employer.
You get one offer, you get like five more come through. It's always the way.
Yeah. And, a really good employer that can't meet your needs will understand and wish you well. They won't be bitter.
No, they won't. You're
right. If they're a good employer. Right.
Or they would say something like, right. Hey, if it doesn't work out, come on back.
Yeah, the boss would be like, if it was up to me, I'd do this for you. But my bosses are telling me it's not in the budget. Sorry. Good luck to you, though.
There's an opportunity for sure, because it's under sure to come true. With the woman here, that it would be your your supervisor, your boss. There's another opportunity here that would surprise you, and it would be working with a man and a woman. And, remember, there's probably other people you'd be working with, but the deck just doesn't have the ability to show them all.
Right now.
Yeah. So do you have interviews lined up this coming week?
So the two temp agencies said they'll let me know something by Monday. One of them had to do an Excel test, and she said, can I do an interview on Friday? And that Friday came and gone, so I don't know if that's still a possibility. And the other one said she had two that could work from home. So those two are options at the moment.
Well, it's good to have lots of irons in the fire.
This way you're checking, all the bases.
Yeah, I mean, there's no such thing as too many opportunities.
I think you're going to be employed very soon.
Well, I think she knows that.
Yeah.
She's just trying to choose wisely out of her choice.
It's October 1st is ringing a bell.
Well, that's right around the corner here.
Yeah,
folks.
So please make sure you drop us a note or you call the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, call anytime if you want to keep checking.
Especially if you get an offer or you do an interview. We can check the card for fee.
Something else comes up out of the blue.
Okay.
All right.
And
okay.
You can call us about any other stuff.
Whatever. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
There.
All right. Folks, the rebel cards are quite the opposite of the angel cards.
Oh, yeah.
There are no unicorns, rainbows, sugar-coated whatever.
Donuts.
Freaking sugar plum fairies or whatever the hell you want to call. All right. The subject is time to let go. And the message is, move the F on.
I don't have an idea. Time to let go.
I don't know if it wraps up with this job thing, that maybe it's time to let go of all these searches and get going. I don't know. That has to be, she has to think about that. It could have something totally, she has a life with other stuff going on. It might relate to something.
I think so. I think because I applied for some more jobs within the same company, and they told me I could have an interview. All of a sudden, the job is no longer available. So,
I think you're right.
Because these things don't resonate to us, we have to tell them what the card says, because it could be.
Yeah, it resonates with me. Yeah.
She could be asking about a job, and she could have a love life situation where that applies to. It's just a scenario.
What it means to you.
What it means to Juman.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, hey, honey, good luck.
Thank you.
We hope to hear from you ASAP.
You really don't sound like you need blood. Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
She's got a lot of stuff going down, but that's a good thing.
Yeah, and your cards show that you are so bound for success that once you make this leap, and it is going to be the job you ultimately end up taking, I see is going to be a leap. And it's going to be a good leap, though, you know.
Okay.
And this whole thing with your other job and how it happened, I think that was meant to be. I really do.
Yeah.
There is no coincidences or anything like that. So
take care. I will not wish you luck.
Okay.
Jim's right. You aren't going to need it.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it. It sounds like
no.
you just have the you have one of those things that people love. They have a lot of choices. So there you go.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
You're welcome. All right.
All righty.
All righty.
Bye-bye. All right. Like I said, I put her back on hold. And I do that with everybody because it might be the only way to listen to the show, and you might want to keep listening, and you're welcome to stay on hold. Stay on hold the whole show. It's not going to screw any of our dynamics or hold cues or anything like that. But if you want to, you know, for a while there, when we first started, I was just hanging up on people, and then somebody said, hey, can I keep listening? I was like, oh, I probably should just do that automatically. Shame on me for being a dickhead. But, you know, all right. We're going to area code 812, which is in Indiana. 812, cool.
Hey, Indiana, welcome to the show.
Welcome.
What's your first name, please?
Hey, it's Kristen.
Kristen, spoken to you not too long ago, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
We're glad to hear from you. What's happening in Kristen's world?
What's happening?
Mm-hmm. I have two things. Two questions to ask, I guess. One is work. I found out that the girl I am training is been in the boss's office telling my boss that I don't know what I'm doing. And I feel like there might be, you know, they might be listening to her. She's new, but I don't know. I'm kind of like on edge, like worried, like what's going
on.
No
wonder you sound down on the call.
Is this something that has just started happening?
This started in our group 3 months ago.
Did you call us and talk to us about this once before too?
No.
Really? Well, that's what we got.
Somebody else.
There's somebody. Well, it goes to show you how work dynamics sometimes are the same, no matter where you work in certain companies. Okay, but anyway, continue on.
Okay. And your question on that is?
I guess I just want to know how it's going to turn out with
Okay, now remember, when we give these personal prophecy readings, it still leaves a lot of options in play. Because we'll look at it and see how receptive is the boss going to be toward hearing this, which I feel, what is a good word for it? When somebody's working against you to try to get what you've got and they're working in secret.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of different words. We call them backstabbers. They're conspiring.
Yeah,
you know, there's all sorts of different stuff like that. Jackwads.
She's kind of running a smear campaign against you. So we'll see, and then we can take a look at that. Now, what's your second question?
My second question is about this guy that I've known for a long time that I started dating not too long ago, and he's hot and cold, and I just want to know what's going on. Like, he just keeps disappearing, or not really disappearing, but just not sure, because he's really, really interested. I'm just... My intuition's telling me that there's more going on here and that it's not necessarily bad, but...
Are you Facebook official?
Well,
are the two of you in a, what do you call it?
Do you have if not verbalized, do you have an assumed committed relationship exclusive? Right?
Exclusive.
Well, we did, and... I guess he was trying to make it Facebook official one time, and it kind of our conversation went south, and then that turned into something. It was really silly.
It's not like you're at some kind of a dynamic turning point with this, where there's going to a decision point, sometimes they call it, sometimes you might have to have what they call, like the old mafia people, a sit down and say, all right, where do you see yourself with this, and where do I see myself with this? Because we're not on the same page.
You both are using the word dynamic. Do you mind if I just say, How about if he's a damn player?
Well, yeah. When somebody's fire and ice like that, there's a reason.
Oh, there is.
To me, unless they're bipolar or some shit like that, but you know. But if they're a normal person and they're going, sometimes they're hot, sometimes they're cold. Yeah, well, when there's cold going on, he's probably hot somewhere else, is my guess. But Deb has the cards, and I defer to her.
I'd be interested to know what he does for a living.
He's
a
union electric worker.
Okay. So he's an electrician.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Sort of. Whoa. What do you mean? What does that mean, sort of? I'm just curious.
Yeah, I'm curious now, too. What is that?
It's like overhead power line work.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I got you then. Because you're right. People don't think of electricians as doing that stuff. Roger that.
He's enjoying your company, but he's trying to make a statement that this is not Facebook official. Or, you know, what? He's interested, but he's not commitment worthy.
But right? He doesn't want to lock down his interest to just you.
True, and he doesn't want to be a schmuck.
Yeah, anybody is being a schmuck.
And lie to you.
Oh.
And say, oh, yeah, we're committed. But he's seeing two other women, something like that.
But he's tap dancing around the subject, so that's almost lying by omission, but, you know.
And
that's
weird
because he's the one that wanted to be committed.
Oh, I bet.
The one that was like, I like to date first.
Well.
And I don't know.
Well, maybe he doesn't know either because I get the feeling he's not very stable. And I don't mean like mental health. I mean, what you call it? He's one way one day and another day.
Probably doesn't know what he wants.
He doesn't. That's it.
Yeah. What is this age-ish? What type of age range are we talking here for him?
Yeah.
He's 40.
Well, that doesn't mean anything. Sometimes 40 is 20.
Had he been married?
He's actually going through a divorce.
Yep, there it is.
Wow, that's a lot of. Well, you know, that's a lot. That's a lot of stuff too. But yeah.
If anybody on Facebook is watching me, my bangs are driving me crazy right now. I don't have a tick. Yeah, and I'm just trying to get them to stay so they don't keep bothering me.
Okay, all right. So
anyway, for you, Kristen.
What about, the
job. I think
that
first of all, you should not be waiting around for this guy. He's got some baggage right now with this marriage ending and wants to spend time with you, but I don't think he wants to
He doesn't want to commit fully. He'd like to be a part-time committer.
And you don't want to commit. You just want
to... just wanted to start dating first to see where it went. So, yeah, that's a weird situation. I see why she asked the question.
And I think if you date somebody else or you tell him, you create the illusion. Like, say if he were to get a hold of you and say, hey, you want to do something either like tonight or tomorrow, you could say, oh, would love to, but I got a date, something like that. And I consider that creating a scene, building, you know, putting up a scenery. But I don't think of it as lying. It's up to you what you
sure.
think.
And real
you
quick,
don't
what
think that as what?
I don't consider it blatant lying. I think of it as acting.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I have a dating site that I'm on, but I wasn't on it while I was dating him. Like, I stopped going on it. So, yeah, I mean, I have
but
that
you
ability.
Stopped because there's that. You stopped doing that. Did you kind of tell him that you'd like him to stop doing something like that if he was?
No, he said he stopped before I did. We met on the site, even though we knew each other already.
I got you. All right. Well.
Now, about your job.
Yeah, question number
one.
No,
I don't believe your boss is ridiculous enough to believe that.
Hmm.
If anything, she's making herself look bad.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I'm picking up. And I feel like there's a raise coming, some sort of promotion for you, actually. And that might put her nose out of joint.
Wouldn't that be a cool curveball?
That would.
That would be.
Yeah. She's making a fool out of herself. Now, did you hear this from a reliable source?
She's been witnessing it through her eyes.
You've seen it.
Yeah, it was a reliable source.
Okay, well, I think that you could trust them. All right. And like I say, this is so transparent of what somebody's really trying to
do. Well, and typically, you know, I always use the word a good employer.
Yeah.
They don't want that kind of politics and that stuff going on. It's going to disrupt the workforce, and you're there to do a job. There's a job there. People are going to lose focus on the job. So
yeah, it's not high school.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So I personally, I wouldn't worry about either one of these situations. You know, what gets me, though, is I'm not seeing a card that characterizes deep feeling for you from this man, that shows a fond affection or even the beginnings of love.
Mm, okay.
And that concerns me.
Yeehaw!
Whoa, that scared me.
All right, we got other callers. We got to move on. But before we say goodbye, I shall give you your rebel card reading. Remember, no sugar and spice here or anything like that. It is, the subject is F, fear. It will lie to your face. So do not be afraid.
To what?
Probably to both situations. Don't fear what's going on at the job.
Oh, very good.
And, you know, if this relationship thing, if you don't like it, don't hesitate. Don't be fearful of doing what you think you should do in your gut.
And now about that girl.
Whatever that will be.
One last word on her. Now you've got her number. You know she's a Judas. So I would be very careful about what I share with her or whatever.
Well, that'll get around in the workplace, and she'll never be able to, nobody will trust that person ever again in their entire life.
You might even find her being shown the door.
Or she might leave on her own because nobody will give her the time of day.
And the humility. Wow. Yeah.
Well, you reap what you sow.
You do.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. And remember, don't be afraid. Everything's going to work out.
F fear.
Yeah, F it.
All right. We're going to our next caller. Dun, dun, dun. I got a lot of windows open here. Windows. Wonderful operating system. Area code 507, Minnesota 507.
Our homeland.
Hi.
Hello. Well, there she is.
Judy.
Yes.
Judy, oh. Judy.
How are you doing?
I love that. I'm doing great. I didn't see Jacob today. He's going to come tomorrow instead.
Oh,
I made a cake. I made a cake, and I love to bake. And I made that 7-minute frosting. You remember that way in the back days?
My mother used to make
that. Oh, my God. That's good stuff.
Well, it is. Okay, well, what else can we...
Yeah, what can we do for you tonight? What would you like to ask the cards?
Well, Deborah said something about these guys and they're looking.
Okay.
What was that again?
I told her last night, I said, next time you call, we need to look at these, she's got admirers.
Prospects?
I think at the casino.
I hope they have good intentions. Sometimes admirers at a casino do not have good intentions.
Well, we're going to look at their intentions.
We shall find out now.
Yes.
Sometimes it's like a lot of sharks that start circling when they get a little sniff of blood.
Well, right, and if they see you winning.
Something else could, you know, it's amazing you can't trust your fellow man today, hardly.
Gotten really bad.
They've gotten really mad. They need to get smacked down.
See, and then I went to, well, Deborah, I didn't really tell you, though. I'm a mother of 5, and I had 2 divorces. And both of them were abuse, and both of them were abusive. And the reason why I haven't really ever, this younger guy, when I worked at Walmart, he came over here and he was all hands. I told him to leave. And he was younger than me. And it seems like the younger one, younger than me, hit on me, okay? So, like, I'm a cougar, I guess they call it.
And a MILF. Isn't it also MILF?
Yes. Yeah, MILF is like...
Yes, you know what a MILF is, Judy?
No.
Well, Jim's going to tell you.
You know, I think you should tell her, Deb. You wanted to, you know what? There's that. Right back at you. Rubber and glue, Deb. Tell her what MILF stands for.
I will tell you.
Word by word, please.
Like a mom? They're looking for a mom?
No.
I think it's an acronym, M-I-L-F, so each letter has a meaning.
Mothers, I like.
No, love.
Love.
Two.
F word.
There you go.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, my God. Forget it.
She brought it up.
I've been through menopause and all that. I'm not saying I won't ever do anything, but
that just means
I'm over that.
Well,
you know
what I've got to tell you? This is what has happened. Women on the internet have ruined it for the rest of us that was like a real gentleman, because these women
right.
are fat and racy and cheap. And I'm sorry if you're out there and you are offended to hear this, but come on, let's face it, there wouldn't even be pornography if women didn't agree to do it. So, you know,
right,
and now
they're even with married men.
Yes.
You know,
and
because the wife isn't giving them enough tension or something stupid.
Attention, I like that. Well, so the men are spoiled brats and they're greedy, and it's hard to know who's real and who isn't. So,
right. Well, see, I don't trust myself to pick out anybody decent, because the two I picked out were bad. So do you understand? I don't even trust myself.
She doesn't think she's a good chooser.
Well, make them have to.
You be quiet, Jimbo.
He chose poorly.
Yeah, but what you could do is make them have to get to know you over a long period of time. You know, when I worked in a casino, there were a lot of people that kind of sat around and drank coffee or they had cocktails. But some of the men were just there to look, to watch. Not everybody was playing.
Which is odd. But
which
okay.
is, yeah. But,
to me.
You know.
Who am I? What do I know?
I think it's odd, too. I agree with you.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead, Deb. Keep, continue on. Pardon my interruption.
And the only, not to be a commercial on my part, the only thing you could do is come to us and say in a show, hey, I met this guy Dave last night. Is he honest? Can I trust him? That he does not have a secret agenda, and we could look at that and tell you the truth.
Okay, okay. What do you see in them cards?
Well, what I see in the cards, there is one that is really a really honest guy, and he's under the designation of what would surprise you. And no, he is not. I'm lying. Just a minute.
Stand by.
It means,
she's re-racking.
What you don't expect. And this is somebody who start noticing people, like men, that say, hi, how are you? Hey, Judy, what's up tonight? You know, the ones that greet you. I don't think they would bother unless they didn't feel some sort of attraction to you. And this one is a very nice guy. And I feel there could be at least a coffee date out of it if you find him equally as attractive. But go ahead, Jim.
Real quick, international shout out to Peter in the UK.
Peter.
Gilkeman.
And you have another one who's got his heart broke, and he's really, realistically, he's looking for a shoulder to cry on. So I don't know if that would be, you know, up your alley.
Really. Some people don't like that, especially if it's all the time.
And
And
some of these guys are just plain cheaters.
Imagine that.
They're unhappy in their long-term marriages.
Shocking. Very shocking.
Or they can be widowed. Let's give, you know.
See, I just don't think there is possible. Our age, I'm talking me and you.
Yeah.
And really finding, it's hard.
Well,
I mean, this.
For my show, I've gone around, joined these different dating websites, use my real information, my real name, and I find that all they want to do is have sex. They're not interested in a real relationship. They talk about I mean, one guy had the audacity to say to me, this blew my mind. You know, we have a beautiful beachfront here with these great big nice hotels. And he said, well, if I have a date with you, certainly not going to waste $600 on a hotel room.
Oh, I was for like, God's sake.
I happen to be worth $600, you know, for like the romantic interlude, first time, all of that. And he said, no, I'd want to take you to the Motel 6. Well, I'm sorry. I am not a Motel 6 kind of lady.
The Motel No-Tail.
That's right. So you're right. I think, honestly, Judy, we're probably better off just trying to...
I have a best friend that is a male, and 30 plus years I've known him. He's helped me a lot, Deborah.
Is it just
you know,
a friendship?
Like, and he is my best friend. It's a male.
I think that's terrific. You know, does it give you a feeling like he wants to date you, or is it strictly platonic?
At one point, you know, I've known him for over 30 years.
Yeah.
And his wife and him are Jacob's godparents.
Oh, well,
kid
man.
You not. Yeah.
Yeah.
And his wife died of cerebral palsy.
Well, I'm sorry.
3 years ago. So, no, we're not like, well... He was affected if I wanted to give it to him, but I don't because I don't feel that way. You know, he's like a brother to me or something.
Well, then I couldn't see you doing that. Then he might really fall in love with you and get attached, and here he goes having another broken heart. What the heck is that? Jim is dying to read your rebel card.
I am.
So we're going to take him out of his misery.
All right. Well, we got other callers. I don't want to see anybody not get a reading. That's all. Shame, regret, and guilt. Those are just BS. Forgive. Let that S go.
Huh.
So it could be something in your past. Remember, it's about shame, regret, something that lingers.
Let that shit go.
Something that lingers in subconscious, maybe, that happened many years ago or decisions you made you're not happy about. You just got to let it go. We're humans. We make mistakes. Let it go. Whatever that is. You'll have to.
I already do that. And I'm a very big forgiver, too. So.
And that's probably your best quality, most likely. Plus, I find you to be a very caring, compassionate, and deeply loving woman. You deserved a better husband.
Yep, but you know
you
are where you are right now, and you know, like I always say, you think you made bad choices. Yeah, you could have made a lot worse. So.
You know, think about that. That's true. Sure. Jim is making us move on because we do have other.
Gotta go. Sorry. Thank you for calling.
But
I
love hearing from you, Judy. Thank you.
I put it back.
That was a very lovely compliment you said at the end of the Facebook chat log. I saw it last night. Thank you.
Lisa from Oregon likes your blouse. She says it's very pretty.
Oh, thank you. Go to Kohl's. They're running a big sale right now. You know, the best sales, though, for Kohl's comes through their credit card. But thank you very much.
They're not idiots. Credit card equal interest.
No, well, what they say is you can buy the thing with your credit card. You'll get this one I got with 30% discount.
Yep.
And then you can stand right there and pay your account.
You sure can, and that is true, but they know humans a lot of times don't do that.
No, I went way over. It's a huge sale. You know, if anybody wants to pick up clothes for a song or shoes, I got really expensive, like running shoes on a big 70% sale, so I'm just saying. Thank you very much. It's from Kohl's. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Curse you for getting her off on a tangent. A shopping tangent.
No, but women, we relate.
I understand.
It's like I went hunting and I bagged me.
Totally.
You know, the deer of a life.
I absolutely know you relate. But we got a damn show going on here, women. All right, and we're going to get to it.
Yes, go ahead.
Everybody,
all right.
Michael Scott. 337, we're going to Louisiana. 337, welcome to the show.
Hello. Hi. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you.
And you are?
I'm Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. Have you spoken with us before, or are you new?
This is my first time.
Welcome, then.
Welcome in.
You're only a newbie once. Yes.
Then
you're part of the family. Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. Do you guys do, like, just like any general advice, or do I need a specific question?
Well, these cards are very literal. So if you give us a few details, like, I wish I could get a better job, or I'm having trouble with a friend.
The more specific,
yeah.
Okay.
The better. The more specific, the better. Oh. Don't be afraid to be too specific.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Well, let's see. I have kind of a lot going on. I applied for school, and I'm waiting on some grants to come through.
Okay.
And then also, I'm going through an awakening, and I'm sort of worried about my relationship. I'm engaged, but, you know, when you go through something like this, it can cause kind of a rift.
It can.
Yeah. All right.
It really can.
So you'd like to look at the spiritual awakening and how it's going to affect your relationship type of thing? Was that what you'd like to look at?
That would be wonderful.
Then
okay.
We shall do so.
Now, first, I must mention to you, Jessica, that as a newcomer, I won't have had enough time yet to build a strong spiritual or intuitive connection to you. That comes with a few little readings.
And we do a lot of shows, and you can keep on calling.
We're almost here every day.
Yeah, almost every day. You can just keep on. We welcome people to call back every show if they have so desire.
Yes, and after.
Okay, I'll follow you, so I'll do that.
Okay.
Well, that's cool.
She does follow us?
She wouldn't lie to us.
Oh, okay.
I just did before I called.
Oh, you did. That's cool. All right. Well, basically, the more readings you get, especially if you stick with the same subject, which you do not have to, the accuracy will get better each time. The specifics
okay.
of the
reading. It will build.
It might be a little vague right now, a little kind of out there because it's your first reading, but we'll see what happens. Sometimes it's
no worries.
Not like
no
that.
Yeah.
Sometimes it isn't like that on a first reading. Sometimes she nails.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, great. Right. Anything will help.
All right.
True that. I mean, yeah, there's no such thing as too much info. That's what they always say, and I agree with that. So
I have a question. As I'm laying out your cards, by the way, everyone, I use a full 24-card layout. It feels more comfortable to me than just doing a random draw of a few cards. I really like to see what's going on in your life. In reference to your reading. So, okay. Now let me ask you, are you and your fiance, are you on the same level or do you feel like things are changing? I just want to know where you're at currently.
I feel like they're starting to be like a little bit, I'm changing. And so he's, I think, maybe feeling like playing catch up or something. I don't know.
Oh.
It's hard to explain.
Yeah, it is hard to explain, and, you know, if somebody's playing catch-up, at least you're still on the same path.
Right.
It's when you start diverging,
sure.
That's
oh,
bad.
Very good.
But if he's playing catch-up, right, at least at that moment, you're still on the same path.
Right.
Yes. And I feel like your fiancé is feeling very challenged and maybe won't even talk about this yet with you. There's fearfulness here that you are going to grow in a way that will not keep the two of you close. And what I could suggest, I think, is maybe encourage him to participate. But a lot of times it becomes our own personal journey. Okay.
I feel that.
Then like for me, in my past, I had to be close to people that accepted what I do. And, you know, it's not always, who was it, you? No, it was my late husband who said it was disturbing at times to be with somebody who knew more about him than he did.
I can feel that.
So he actually learned this method. So he would, you know, be playing on the same playing field with me. So you're going to have to feel out how receptive your partner is. And personally, okay, the two of you can take this journey hand in hand, because it's not like you are, and I don't want to sound negative about this because I'm not, but I mean, it's not like you are joining some kind of weird cult, you know, or you're now slaughtering animals in some sort of witchcrafty, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, but this needs to be kept in its own, with boundaries around it, so that your partner doesn't feel totally lost.
And that could be a trick.
Yeah.
But I guess you learn as you're going along, you'll learn, you know.
Yeah.
And it's moving really quickly, so it's like I'm trying to make sure that, you know, I try to keep him kind of involved, but, you know, it's kind of hard to explain a lot of the things that are happening with me, you know.
You have gifts.
That's what I've been told.
Yeah, it could take, I'm hearing like 5 to 10 years before you have fully embraced all of your gifts.
Which, I mean, good things come to those that way.
Yeah,
and plus, if there's a lot of stuff going on, how can that be fast?
It couldn't be fast. It's
right.
Going to, yeah.
That's a lot of stuff.
And you are going to have followers. I mean, this could become something really huge and expansive in your life.
Very nice.
Right now, you're just worried about who gets your grants for school, right?
Well, no, I'm worried. Yeah, sort of, but I got a lot going on.
Well,
but yes, but currently, yes, I want my school to go through.
I feel here in your reading, it's going to go the way that you need it to go. I feel it's going to come through for you. All right.
Great.
So, yeah, and I think your marriage is going to be beautiful.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Now you have to promise not to be a stranger, because the more time we do your readings, the more clarity will start coming out. And one reading just builds on top of the other. So
if I call you, if I tune in every time I can call you guys, I don't want to take anybody else's spot, but I would love to say something.
Call every show.
We recommend that everybody call every show unless they just you can if you got life going on. But you call every show. We're not going to get annoyed. It's actually going to work out better for both of us.
Yes, it will. Eventually, you'll be able to call in and say, hey, Deborah, could I just have a general for this week? What do I need to know about this upcoming week?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah. And if you follow me now, you'll know when we, you know, except Mondays.
Yeah,
tell her about
I'll tell her.
Yeah, you tell her, because I'm setting up the stupid sound stuff. Go ahead.
Okay. On Mondays, we are actually on newsforthesoul.com, which also broadcasts on...
It's Blog Talk.
Yeah,
Rachel
and Blog Talk.
So
we're under the umbrella of another... It's like another network.
Right, and she's in the same time zone as us. So on Mondays, it's an hour earlier. It's at 6. 6 Eastern.
Newsforthesoul.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and if you go on Blog Talk, you'll see them front and center. They're a big operation. They are like on the front page, typically, News for the Soul.
She's got the woman that runs
24/7.
She also has some big names on there.
Yeah, she's been doing it for what?
If I go on what? What do I go on?
I'm sorry?
You said if I go on what? It's 24/7?
News for the Soul.
Okay.
I thought you said something else.
Well, she's on Blog Talk Radio, so you can still keep going to Blog Talk Radio's website, but you'll see her front and center, the News for the Soul. She's always featured, and on Mondays, we're there at 6.
Yes, and she has...
Okay, I'll definitely be there.
She's got a full spectrum of shows that you can watch.
And that's why I said, when I said 24/7, like, she has shows around the clock. We come in for an hour every day or every whatever, but, you know, she's a 24/7 operation.
And it's awesome.
I'm not understanding what you're saying when you're saying her radio station. It's called what?
News for
the
Soul.
Yeah. News
the other thing you said.
It's on the same website that you find us, Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Yep.
But if you ever want to...
Well, thank you all so much.
No, don't go anywhere yet.
Yeah, one last, before you go... We give you a one-card Rebel card reading. No, this is
Fridays and Saturdays, it's Rebel cards. Monday through Friday or Thursday.
Well, whatever, we've got angel
cards,
a couple different types. But anyway, the subject is you are loved.
Oh.
You're here for a reason. Don't F it up.
Don't F it up.
Yep, you're loving you. You're for a reason. Don't F it up. Probably has something to do with your spiritual awakening and where you're headed, is what I'm guessing.
I think it's going to be fantastic.
The direction that you find yourself going.
Yep, I think it's
okay, great.
Great.
All right, I really appreciate it.
Oh,
thank y'all.
All right, good night.
I'll call y'all back. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Y'all come back now, you hear?
Did you hear the energy in this woman's voice?
Did I hear it?
What? I'm wondering because, I mean, what are we doing? Oh, this. He's playing.
I'm playing, but I'm going to kick this thing right in the
Why are you? Oh, anyway, I'll keep
Look at that.
What?
Oh, bad things have happened.
All right, well, we should continue the show.
Pure energy.
Yeah,
matter without form.
They messed up my assignment of keys. Nobody cares. So let's go to our next caller. That's all technical stuff that I got to foobar my way through. We're going to 972, which is in Texas. Great big state of Texas.
Texas, welcome to the show. What is your first name, please? Hello?
Texas, are you with us? If your phone is muted, you shall unmute it.
Earth to Texas.
Well,
come in.
It happens a lot.
Hello?
Hello
there.
What is your first name, please?
Jasmine.
I'm sorry, we didn't get that.
You're staticky.
Jasmine.
Jasmine.
Oh, you were on Facebook, weren't you?
Yes, sir.
Well, there we go. I like when they're on Facebook because then we kind of already know a little bit about them.
We expect it.
Well, awesome, Jasmine. And we like that. Jasmine. Come on, Jasmine.
Yeah. So, Jasmine, we've talked to you before, have we not?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, ma'am. This one time. This is my second time.
Okay. Well, we're glad to hear from you. Now, give us a few details about whatever is your situation and the question you would like to ask.
What do you want to know?
Okay. Just a general, I'm married, and so just that, I guess. Nothing too extreme.
Well, tell me, is your marriage going well?
Well, still expecting my husband to come back from working his contract job. But other than that, just...
Oh, he's away, isn't he?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm trying to remember the specifics now because there's been so many.
And it was a long time ago when I called, like a couple months ago.
So you are having a marriage literally at a distance these days. Mm-hmm. Do you have children?
Yes, ma'am, too.
Okay.
Okay.
And in regards to your marriage, what kind of question would you like to put out for the cards to, focus on? Like,
is there a concern with your marriage? If maybe you can't even put it in a question.
That's a good question.
I guess if there is, would they tell me? I mean, I don't really know. I mean, I just would, at a distance, and I miss them, you miss me, but just I guess I'll call for just the general to see what the cards want to tell me.
I see.
That's cool. It works that way. Now, it's your second call.
Yes. She gave plenty of information.
She gave a lot of info that helps, but still a general on your second call. We'll see. Sometimes you get a lot of good info. Sometimes it's a little bit vague.
Does he ever get to come home to see you?
Yeah, he came, but the last time we seen him was Father's Day.
Did you say August?
The last time we seen him was on Father's Day.
Oh, Father's Day. Been a while.
It's June.
Yeah,
I think we talked about this before, have we not?
Yeah.
That rings a big bell, the old long distance thing or whatever. Yep, yes, sir.
You know something? He has a lot of worries that you may be getting along too well without him, that you're growing away from him. Now, do you both try to communicate as much as you can?
Yes, ma'am, we try. But he works so much, so.
Yeah.
And I try to stay busy so I don't think too much about it.
Sure.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's smart.
However, maybe telling him you're being very industrious and independent and, taking care of business and all of that disappears, it makes him feel like you don't need him anymore. So, Jim, what can you suggest for a guy feeling that way? What can she do?
Wait a second. What way did you say he felt?
That he feels like she's growing away from him, that he has worries. Worries that she's, you know, doing very well on her own, and maybe she doesn't need him anymore.
If you guys start playing some kind of weird mental game and not talk about it, it's not going to get better.
Play dirty games together.
Just freaking talk about it.
Yeah.
Well, I just don't want him, like, to worry. I want him to, you know, not that I want to paint the picture out to be everything's perfect, but I just don't want him to worry about home, you know. I'm trying my best to make it look like everything's okay.
Yeah, just say everything's great. I'm doing fine. It would be better if you were here, but it is what it is, and I'm going to make the best of it till you get back.
And tell him, I can't wait to get my hands
and
on
say,
your
don't worry,
body.
Just because I'm doing good doesn't mean that I'm pushing you out of the picture. You're here.
See, I'm talking woman to woman to
woman. But you're talking about a guy. You're talking woman to woman.
Yeah.
But now you're saying you can read a guy's mind.
I want her to melt him like butter.
Oh, dear Lord.
Yeah. So you got to keep him thinking that she's so hot for him that she could never look at another man. I mean, this is hard what he's doing, too. They're both in a hard position. And I think that if you bring pleasure and a little bit of erotic something into it, it's going to be like candy. Giving candy to a baby. And I don't mean to embarrass you. I don't want to embarrass you, but I mean men eat this stuff up. Okay? I think he's just worried that while he's off earning money for the family and doing the best he can, you know, in the military, and we live in a huge, with the largest Navy community in the world, men that deploy, and women too, I would think,
they worry so
much about what goes on at home that they're going to come home to an empty house and be served divorce papers. And it happens, let me tell you, a lot. So he likely is working with other people that are having big troubles. Oh, my wife, I don't think she's faithful anymore. He hears, oh, my wife's got a boyfriend now. And why are you laughing?
I'm laughing because this is when women think, they imagine guys, if they were women, oh, they're just going to sit around with their coffee and talk about all their relationships. Yeah, that's what we freaking do every day. Good Lord, Deb.
All right. Well, anyway, I see a good, solid marriage here. Just keeps the man feeling very loved, very wanted.
Just let him know
that you're lusting for him.
I mean, it doesn't hurt, but it, you know,
that doesn't hurt.
But it might make him feel sadness.
Well, it'll make him really start gearing up for coming home.
Oh, it will indeed, but yeah. I mean, it might like make him cry.
Well,
because he ain't got no chicka. He's chickless, so to speak.
Chickless.
Yeah, it rhymes with chicklets, doesn't it?
Do they still
make those?
Yes, they do. Jasmine, I'm really glad you called. And I have a feeling you have a lot of support from others out there, the women that are going, Kimbo, just zip it, you know.
Guys, do not sit around with coffee cups and talk about the relationships like women do, but you just said they did. That's why I threw the bullshit flag. I went, whoa, flag down on that flag.
He may have those kind of friends, is what I see.
I don't think his friends are gay.
I'm not saying, oh, gosh.
Because men don't have those deep feeling type conversations at a coffee table
did
like
you. Did you give her a rebel card?
No, I haven't yet.
Well, let's shall we do that.
Oh, that sucks. I had one that was perfect and it's gone. Well, it was meant to be then, right?
Yes. So hang in there, Jasmine. Here we go.
Yeehaw! Hey, it actually worked. Shocking, the sound worked. It was so good. I think this is a good one, too, though. Because she's feeling, you know, especially when she's away from a significant other. You need a big effing hug.
Yeah, and you've got little chitlins that can do that for you, too.
And another the biggest thing about all this separation thing, like Deb was saying, We're humans, and we always get worried.
We get worried
because we worry that things are bad. Well, sometimes they're not even any close to being bad, but you get worried. You're humans, especially when you're separated.
Right.
And that's normal, like she said, military-wise. And nowadays, in the Navy, it's men and women. It's not just guys anymore.
It's true.
And they've bumped up those deployments to 9 months.
Oh, I know.
Unless something goes wrong, then it's longer.
It's very hard.
Yeah, so we're talking. I'm glad I got out of that for that 9 months.
But Jasmine, call us often if you'd like to. If these readings give you, you know, a hopeful energy.
She'd like that.
Cool.
Jessica likes
them. I will. Thank you guys so much.
Oh, all right, honey. Take care. Your man loves you to death.
Oh, thank you guys.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
We start second-guessing ourselves when we're separated.
Sure we do.
That means you're human. That's good. If you didn't, then you should be
ready. Are we done?
I'm just saying. Yep.
Yeah.
Show is over. Say goodbye.
Oh, we've got to put that.
That might be the one.
It is. Madonna.
We nailed it.
What's the...
We won't tell them what we're going to do, but we have a plan now. Yep.
Yeah,
I can find that one very easy.
For a better ending.
Yep. We can better lower that volume.
All right. First. Here we go.
Oh, we're going to be having some of them here.